iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today right here on the programme we are talking to Kamu Palan, and Kamu Palan is the director at Golden Tours, but there's a little bit more to Kamu than meets the eye. She runs a company called Golden Tours and also a number of other companies too. She's a finance director at Golden Tours as well as director and company secretary as well. She also runs a charity company called Golden Tours Foundation, and this is mainly for the education on children and adults who are studying Hinduism in England and also in India as well. She's involved in lots of different projects and charity work as well, and also an organisation called Hindu Matters in Britain as well, talking about caste issues, and also she's also very heavily involved with the Swaminarayan Mandir in Neasden as well. She has a passion of yoga and is immense, and also teaches yoga to the needy, old and young, and others in group centres as well. She joins us today, and today in this particular episode and program, we're going to be talking about acupressure, and we're going to be talking about how pressure in certain parts of our anatomy can actually help us and make us feel better. Kamu, a very warm welcome to you, and thank you for joining us once again right here on the iWellness Show.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you, iGlobal, for inviting me, and thank you for the introduction, the beautiful introduction you give about me, Tony.
It's very welcome, and you're very welcome too as well. So today we're talking about pressure points. Now, pressure points to me is somewhat alien, but the only pressure points I know about is the ones that I've read about and seen on the internet, where you can put certain pressure on certain parts of your hands and things to make you feel better. But you're going to tell us a little bit more about it today, aren't you?
Yes, I am indeed. And I'm going to also explain that how pressure points are important in yoga. Pressure points are done with your fingertips and with all the fingers, the five elements that we have in our fingers: fire, air, space, earth, and water. How they help with the illnesses, with the ailments in the body, anything that you want to repair yourself without medication, you can do so with the acupressure or pressure points. Now, for example, if you have an issue with your eyes, runny eyes, red eyes, itchy eyes, or maybe even a hay fever, for example, because that's where the eyes are affected. People have itchy eyes and they get red and they get very sore sometimes. So a simple remedy for an eye pressure point is between your fingers. So you take your hands like this and the point is right in between your index finger and the long finger, where the web is. Just underneath the web is your eye pressure point. If you press that for about 1 minute continuously, gently, and then giving it a little pressure, then you will see the difference in the eyes. Even your numbers, if you're wearing spectacles, your numbers will go down if you do it on a regular basis. So this is a very important point for your eyes.
That's incredible. So, Kamu, in acupressure, I'm going to call it acupressure, which is pressure points, they're thought to be very powerful and sensitive parts of the body. But isn't it amazing where you can actually affect different parts of the body by simply touching another part of your body? Like you've just explained, if you've got problems with your eyes, you go to a certain point in your hand and put pressure on there, and that actually improves your eyesight. Now, some people believe that by applying pressure to our body's pressure points can help relieve pain also. But what's really incredible is that I'd like you to just go into detail. Well, how come where if I've got a problem with my eyes, I put pressure on certain parts of my hand and I can make myself feel better through that? That's incredible.
Isn't it? Yes. It's the nerve endings where they're connected all the nadis, what we call, are connected into our parts of the body. You know, we've got so many veins and arteries running around in the body, and there are certain parts in the body that if you press, that nadi, particular nadi, will be activated and it will repair automatically your eye, for example, and also with the ear, for example. It's the same thing. Ear, you do it at the end, like the ring, the little finger and the ring finger. You've got the web in between, and you do it right in the middle of the web on the side, on the palm. If you press that, any ear issues that you have, it will go away. Again, the nerve ending in the ear is ending in here, just there, if you can see. And to do the pressure point, or what you call acupressure, is with the pressure point stick. It is so much better. If you don't have it, obviously, you can do it with your thumb, which is the fire energy. And if you press it gently, sometimes you don't have enough pressure in your thumb, or people are old and they're not able to pressurize the thumb as much. So that's when you use the stick. And the pressure point stick has so beneficial that one side is thin and the other side is a bit thicker. In between, you've got this crickly ways whereby you can just rub and pressure, do the pressure points, and it works all over your body, believe you me. The ear point is just there, and it will release all the issues of your ears, like extra wax in the body, ear aches and pains. Instead of putting the drops in, day out, and the oil people use, or ear drops they use, you can do your pressure point and release the pain and repair your own ears.
So we've established then pressure points, and acupressure, as we call it today, can help relieve pain. But what about establishing balance within oneself? Can pressure points and acupressure help with one's balance? And I'm not talking about standing up balancing, although it may help, but I'm talking about other types of balance in the in the body.
Yes, it does great deal. Like, for example, if you want to balance your hormones, again, the pressure point is the two tips of your thumbs. You just touch it on your throat and give it a little pressure. And it's amazing how the hormones are balanced. You don't need to take any tablets for that to have your, some people take hormone tablets if they needed it because the hormones are not balanced. And when the hormones are not balanced, you get so many different types of ailments, like falling off the hair, continuous fatigue, continuous tiredness, and continuous fever, maybe, you know, so all sorts of issues like that. So pressure point, again, the two thumbs, the tips of the thumbs on your throat like this, and you press it gently, balances the hormones.
We are talking to Kamal Palan today, right here on the I Wellness Show, and Kamal Palan talks to us today about pressure points and how we can actually make ourselves feel better. So Kamal, you have explained to us about pressure points and how we can benefit from that, how we can even relieve pain and establish balance, an example you've just given us.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. What about improving health throughout the body? Give us some advice on that.
Okay. So health-wise, yes, if your elements, like I said, the five elements, if you want to balance those five elements, all you have to do again is just do the Mukula Mudra, all the fingertips together, and then put those, both your hands, fingertips, on your navel, and you just breathe in and out. Pressure, again, pressure points and all these kriyas are done minimum of 10 minutes, three times a day. If you have an issue, simple things like this, just imagine these elements are going to balance when you do it on your navel, and you do a little pressure on the navel with all the 10 fingers. Imagine all your five elements are going to be balanced automatically.
So you put all your five fingers together.
Yeah.
And then you place your hands, those five fingers together on your navel.
on the navel. Yes, the fingertips, all the 10 fingertips on your navel.
On your navel.
And you press it gently.
Yeah.
And that, just breathe in and out for 10 minutes.
And that helps with what? What does that do?
That helps with all the five elements in your body, like the fire, the air, earth, water, and space. Once those five elements are balanced in your body, you've got a good health, Tony.
That's incredible. Now, yes. We've established, obviously, there's great benefit to the human touch and tissue massage, which I'm going to elaborate on in just a moment with our pressure points. So tissue massage, we'll call it now. And is it a form of reflexology and acupressure? And as a practice, is it actually well studied and refined? And do enough people know about it?
Reflexology and the massage are just a temporary thing, Tony.
Okay.
Massaging the body, people go on a regular basis, doing once or once every fortnight. They think that, yes, their body is energized and all that. But with the pressure points, it's a permanent resolution. With the massage and reflexology, it just gives you a temporary relief for about a week or two, maybe. And then you have to go again for it. And with the mudras, you continue until you get better. Pressure points, you continue again, you get better, until you get better. Then that is good. Reflexology, yes, mindset it is. And you just feel that, oh, if I go for reflexology, if I go for a massage, I tell you, my body is rejuvenated. Why do you want to do all that when you can do it yourself with your own breath and your own fingertips? It can work exactly the same way, except even better, because it is continuously getting rejuvenated with your pressure points.
Okay, so as we apply pressure to these particular relevant areas that we have discussed, and applying the appropriate touch to the hands, for instance, which you explained to us very well earlier, can it actually energize and also restore health to other body parts as well? And if so, how?
Okay, right. So when you do the pressure points on certain areas, to say, for example, you wanted to relieve your back pain and you do the pressure points. So the back point, the backache will go away gradually and it will rejuvenate the dead cells. Once that is done and you do it on a regular basis until you get better with your back pain, for example, you will find that the pressure points you don't need to do later on again, because the nadis have all been activated, rejuvenated, and all the blockages that were there has been released. And once the blockages on the nadis are released, the flow of the prana, the flow of the energy, the flow of the circulation, everything is going beautiful, and it is at the same time repairing your ailments. And the pressure point, again, I say, you know, you have to know it correctly, which point to pressurize, where to pressurize, when and how. If you do it wrong, then obviously there's nothing wrong with it, except other things might get better or worse. But if you have an ailment and if you know the actual pressure point for it, it will definitely release your ailment.
That's very interesting. So what about internal organs, or if we're feeling tired, or even have a disease? Can these pressure points actually help us with that as well?
It does indeed, yes, with all the diseases. Again, why do we have all these ailments and diseases in the body? Because there is not enough prana, there is not enough energy, there is not enough oxygen going to the organs, to the cells of the organs. Because when the cells of the organs have got not enough prana, enough energy in it, it will definitely not survive that much, and it will start giving you an ailment into an organ. So say, for example, you've got a liver problem, and we know that liver is the only organ that even if you cut it, it will grow by itself. That's the only organ in the body that does it. And you have an issue with that. So it will definitely revive itself with the pressure points or with the medication as well. It does, but sometimes when you take medication, you get other issues with it, like inflammation is there or side effects, this and that. With pressure points, not at all. So every ailment, every organ in the body, every muscle, every bone can be rejuvenated by doing a special pressure point to it.
We are talking to Kamu Palan today, right here on the I Wellness Show, and we are talking about pressure points and how we can cure certain ailments and even diseases through applying the right pressure on certain parts of our body.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com.
Kamu, when it comes to pressure points, it's often said that it obviously, as we've established, it boosts health. Some practitioners believe that it's an effective and appropriate way to improve health conditions, which we've talked about here today. Is it a replacement for pharmaceutical drugs and perhaps treatments that we're already getting via the medical world through doctors and hospitals? Is it a replacement for that?
What, for the medication?
Indeed.
All right. Yes, I think if the hospitals were to, or the doctors, surgeries, pharmacists, everybody, if they were to learn and see the difference that how it has worked, all these pressure points and the yoga, they will be amazed. And I think you will know probably that in England, loads of hospitals and even the doctors at the surgeries are suggesting to do some yoga exercises, pressure points if they know about it. Some of the doctors do. I know quite a few doctors who would advise you to do some yoga exercises, pressure points, mudras as well. If
but
they believe
I think,
in it.
Indeed. And I think it's probably fair to say that it's not a replacement for seeing your medical doctor if you're ill
it
or
isn't.
Hurt. But it might help to make you recover faster, would it be fair to say, and perhaps more effectively?
It is more effective. I'm not saying that one should not go to the doctors or the hospitals if you've got diseases and ailments, but these mudras and acupressure points, they all help you much, much better with the medication if you are taking, and you will find that gradually the medication will fall down. And with the mudras and yogas and the pressure points, you will not need the medication. But yes, it works in line with it if you want it, and you have to have faith that yes, the pressure points are working, and you know there is no side effects, Tony. With the medication, obviously there is always a side effect without fail. With one issue you might have, you take a medication, there is bound to get another medication because you are having this, that, and what have you. Lots of people go constipation if they get painkillers, for example, and they have to take the constipation medication for it. So it's just ongoing thing. So this mudra, this pressure points do help it gradually and very fast too, and it can replace your medication.
That's a very good point.
You don't have to go on forever. Once you're released with the pain and aches, you can stop the pressure points.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Kamal, we were talking about pressure points on the hands and putting certain types of pressure on the fingers, etc. What about pressure points of the feet? What does that got to do with pressure and making ourselves feel better? Has it got the same sort of benefits as our hands?
Yes, there are loads of pressure points, the ones you can do on the hands and you can also do on your feet. On the feet, sometimes it's more better of any ailments that you might have below your navel. Anything below the navel, it can repair on the feet as well, but not necessarily. It can also do you wonders doing on your feet. the pressure points. There are so many different pressure points on the feet as well, on the soles of your feet. For example, at night, if you rub oil, any type of oil, sesame seed oil, olive oil, or just a cooking oil. That doesn't have to be a fancy oil of these flowers, you know, where you have to spend money. Whatever oil you have in the house, you rub it with your hands at the feet, on the soles of your feet, both feet, and then you go to sleep. Do you know what you do with that, Tony? You have a very sound sleep, an undisturbed sleep. The whole of the soles of the feet has got all the organs, just like the organs are in your hands. The feet have also got, the soles of the feet have got the same organs. And if you rub them, they are activated, rejuvenated with the dead cells, and everything will start getting repaired. Not necessarily just on the soles of the feet, but also on the metatarsals and also on the ankles. All sorts of points are there that will be rejuvenated, and you will even get better and better.
Now, there's mounting evidence to suggest that massaging your feet's pressure points could be good for your health. And scientific opinion aside, it certainly feels good, I must admit. So should one actually enjoy exploring one's pressure points and learn which angles and how much pressure actually suits you on your feet? Is there a particular art to it?
Yes, on the feet, you can do any pressure point you like. Like we say that, we all say that, try to walk barefooted in the grass. Why do people say that? Because the grass has got that energy, the goodness that will get into your soles of your feet and travel through your body, and it will start repairing. There's pressure. The whole pressure actually is on your soles of your feet, like on your heels, for example. You are on your feet all the time. You are walking. When you are sitting, the feet are on the ground, maybe, or they're not maybe on the ground. But yes, pressure, the feet, the soles of the feet are the most hardest and the most pressurized. That's why you have your organs working the way it is working at the moment. If they're fully working, brilliant. You are walking a lot. You are giving good pressure on your feet, on the soles. So organs are perfectly okay. And if you're sitting all the time or sleeping all the time, obviously the soles of the feet are not getting the energize. And so the ailments will start.
Very interesting.
That's why we say keep on walking. Do your walking so your organs are activated continuously.
Indeed.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Kamal Palan, as a yoga expert yourself, and we today have been talking about pressure points, various parts of the body to make oneself feel better. We call it acupressure as well as pressure points, and thought to be powerfully sensitive parts of the body, and applying pressure points to body pressure points can help relieve pain, establish balance, and improve health throughout the body, as we've been talking about today. So if somebody needs to gain more information about what you have discussed with us today, what resources are available to them, where can they go, and indeed how can they get in touch with you to find out more?
Okay, they can either message me on my WhatsApp number, which is +44 7956 377 852, or they can email me kamu@goldentours.com, and I will reply them. I also run my classes every day, Monday to Saturday, in the mornings 8 to 9. You are most than welcome to join the class. Just get the details either by email or by WhatsApping me.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.